We are going crazy. We are getting the buffet. Then we're having a stripper. We're going to be like doing suck for a buck shots.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Ooh.
Warning. This podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right, welcome to the podcast. I was thinking we should do a Broadway-type show. I think people would like that. Everyone's into Broadway, right? Isn't it Broadway a thing?
Listeners just fall off the dial. They're like, stay in your lane, talkers. Ain't nobody ask you to sing.
All right, bpscrasher@gmail.com. You can reach out to us at 402-915-0962 as well. Here's some fun stuff that we put together for you guys. Memorial Day weekend. By the way, I can't believe how many people are traveling.
How? I didn't realize we knew that many rich people.
Yeah, I know this past.
And then when AAA is like reporting like it's a banner year, I'm like, does somebody have an inside track on gallons of gas that I don't know? Like I honestly went to go fill up and it's over five. I mean, I'm in Chicago.
Yeah.
It's like $5.50. It's like $5.50 a gallon.
Okay. Yeah. Cause the national average, I think I saw was like $4.50 or four, something like that.
Yeah, but $4.56.
That's the average. Mm-hmm. Don't know what it is here in Omaha right now because I haven't filled up in a couple weeks.
I just walk everywhere.
Yeah. For the most part. I have that gauge that tells me how many miles I have left and it's like 34 miles. 34. I'll fill up at the last minute. Even that's probably stupid because the prices are just going to go up, right? I probably should.
You
just
think
get
like
it.
I played that game too, where I was like, I'm going to wait because they're going to open up that straight and I'm going to have filled up. And it's like, everyone's like, Molly, it's never going to happen.
It's not
never.
Gonna
you know what tankers made it through yesterday? Ugh. Chinese tankers.
Did they really?
Coming to the United States. They're going to China.
I haven't been catching up with all that stuff. I kind of stepped back because it's just a bunch of gobbledygook right now, left and right. Can't trust anything what anybody's saying. And it's just, frankly, it wears me out. There was a point during the start of this, I would get up super early and turn on that news and watch it for 6 hours straight. And I'm like, I can't do that anymore. You get to talk about it every day. Well,
every day.
Yeah.
Yep. 8 hours. 8 hours a day, just the news. How's my mental health?
Yeah.
Check out my wine cellar.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you want to help Molly out. All you got to do is, you know, everyone knows somebody that owns some type of business or has something that they want to, you know, push out there. We do take sponsors on this show. And also, we, you know, just get a hold of us at, you know, you can drop us an email or you can call us. Or text us if you have questions on how that works. But yeah, that's how we keep this thing going. And that's the reason why we have basically the merch store is a revenue draw for us so we can continue to do this. But every little bit helps, of course. Just go to bigpartyshow.com. Now, here's a fun thing that we did for you guys because summer's starting, right? I put together this Big Party Summer Guide. It's on our webpage, bigpartyshow.com. And basically, it's got all the festivals and events that are happening in Omaha and around for the whole summer. It's got the dates and everything. And then also, I added basically 101 different things you can do this summer. So it's family oriented, it's date oriented, it's couples, it's, you know, dudes, women, whatever. If you guys want to are kind of stumped for something to do, I have the list right there. And it's pretty funny. Some of the stuff on there I've never even knew about. And there's like Instagram ready stuff. That's in Omaha. So yeah, go to that and check it out and print it out, whatever, share it. But it's all the festivals and events for the entire summer. And we went ahead and categorized it per month. So you're not.
It's easy. It's so,
one stop.
You did a great job. It looks really slick. Yeah. And seriously, bookmark it, people, because honestly, like, I always think that too when you are going to make plans.
Yeah.
And you just get, you get that vapor lock, that stump. You just find yourself circling the same 3 to 5 ideas that you always do. And you're like, yeah, that's fine. But like, if I wanted to think outside the box, sometimes it's just, I don't want to do the digging. You don't. You just go to bigpartyshow.com and there's like an entire, like, you're like, I didn't even know that that was going on this weekend. Well, it is. And you should check it out.
Yeah, it's great. You know how I have that sheet or that thing on my wall that is a dating thing, mm-hmm. And you scratch it off with everything you do together. And it's kind of like a goal. I don't know. It's just something fun. Changes things up a little bit. That's what this kind of inspired me to do a little bit, because same thing, Molly. It's like whenever someone's like, want to go grab drinks, it's always two mm-hmm. places.
Yeah.
Two of the same places. Well, I got a ton of breweries on there as well, if you guys like breweries. So yeah, go to that and check it out and play. Welcome to the show.
I know. I cannot believe that we are at Memorial Day weekend.
I know.
And I know that that's like, everyone's like, why does everybody say that? Because it's true. Because it really is something where I think it's noteworthy, because it really is. And again, maybe it's circling back to like what you were saying, the news or whatever's going on. I just feel like everyone's been in their own little, like, tight little vapor lock. And now all of a sudden it's this beautiful shared experience. You're like, woohoo.
Yeah.
It's sort of summer, kind of. I mean,
kind of, sort of. I know.
Kind of, sort of.
Yeah. It's
schools are open.
Yeah. They all open up this weekend, don't they?
Field club's been open for a couple weeks.
Okay.
Yeah, but the thing is with field club, like, you finally are able to get like food and stuff. Like before it was just the pool was open, so like you could go and swim, but there wasn't necessarily like poolside dining or any of that kind of stuff. Now it is all good.
There's nothing better than poolside food.
Oh.
You know?
You feel so decadent.
Yeah.
You can't help but feel like you're on vacation, because really that's the only time I ever have it. I mean, I live in Chicago. We don't go
to the pools,
like that. You know what I mean? Like, there are clubs in the burbs and there are a couple in the city, but we don't belong to any. But man, I come back home and my sister belongs to field club and we go and it's just like, this is living.
Yes.
This is having chicken strips next to chlorine pool. This is what you call the good life.
Yeah. When I was over there, there's that, it just escapes my mind, whatever clubs it's near the house. We joined that.
Oak Hills.
Oak Hills. Yeah. And when we joined that, they're pushing for a younger demo, because the demo there at that particular moment, their average age was like something like 70.
Yeah.
And so my we joined that thing. And then what they did is that they just kept bringing them all in, all the younger people, And then it became too much, because now the pool was so, it's a big pool there. It was just lined with people sitting on the side of the pool. There are tons of people on chairs.
And like, I thought this was supposed to be a club, like, not everybody's.
Yes.
And I would like a little discretion on behalf of the attendance
committee. Absolutely. And then they had a swimming lane, right? Mm-hmm. So the swimming lane you're supposed to stay out of. It's just a lane going
it's
down.
Just the, right.
And there's no like set time. So these 70-year-olds would get in there and swim in that lane. And we'd all have to just dodge him all the time. And, you know, he felt bad, the whole time, but I enjoyed it, a lot. And we did it for the boys, 'cause we didn't have a pool at the time.
Yeah.
And, just wanted them to get into the pool and hang out. And I was thinking about that one moment when they wanted to go to the pool and I said, can we go to the club? And I'm like, yeah, I figured they're going to the pool. And I went upstairs and they had showered and they had combed their hair good and they're dressed up all nice. I'm like, where are you guys going? To the club. I'm like, you're going to the pool. You're not going to go sit in the club. And
they're like, charge. Oh no. Yeah, we are. You said we could go to the club. Like, really wish I would have asked for more details before I greenlit this.
Yeah. But, pool season. I'm going to heat it up. I got two air fryers. I got a hot dog rolling machine. I have a deep fat
fryer. Sky's the limit. You got a grill. You got a smoker. Come on, guys.
I'm doing everything
this
year. It is
on.
Hey, I bust the sugar thing. I went and had yesterday. I went and dug out of the freezer some ice cream yesterday.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
How was it?
It was fantastic. It had been sitting in that freezer for so long because that's how long it's been. I don't know how long it's been. It's been a few months since I even opened up that thing. So it had, you know, it was like freezer burning crystals. Mm-hmm. So I just, I just covered out the top of it and went towards the inside. But every bite, if you want to enjoy something more than anything in the world when it comes to food, don't eat it for a while. And then, yeah, just don't eat it for a while. Oh, oh, oh.
What flavor was it? Anything good?
Yeah. Like a Rocky Road type deal.
Okay, because you're going to be like, it was vanilla. And it was amazing.
No way. I don't waste my money on that. However, this family, the Wylene family, the sweet Wylene family, they are 100% all the way a vanilla family.
Really?
Yes.
Yes. There are those people where it's like nothing beats vanilla. You're like, so much beats vanilla.
All of it.
Seriously. Honestly. Everything beats vanilla. Vanilla is like the, I guess we have cake and we wanted to serve ice cream.
Yeah.
And so I got vanilla. Or like a la mode. Like we have vanilla ice cream in our freezer because of Thanksgiving. Where everybody's like, you want your a la mode, right? And you're not going to put Rocky Road on top of apple pie. So, but other than that.
I would.
I know you would.
I grew up eating, my dad was a big ice cream guy. He always ate the ones with the bunny tracks.
Yeah, Wells Blue Bunny.
Yeah. I mean, I think what Wells Blue Bunny meant to, like bunny poop, not bunny tracks. You know what I mean? It's because they look like little bunny poops, little bunny turds in there.
I'm sure your dad appreciated you, saying that as he's taking a big spoonful. It's like, thanks, son. You're the worst.
He would go to Goodrich. That was our place right there in Dundee. We'd go right to Goodrich down there. And he would go in there and order a malt with extra malt.
Yeah.
And he's the only person in my whole life that I've witnessed the way he eats his malt. He doesn't drink it.
No, well, you can't with extra malt. That's not going to, you suck your face right off trying to get that through the straw. You're like, you wouldn't be able to get it through. That's a spoon drink.
Yeah. Yes, it is. So, yeah, extra malt. He would be chewing on that stuff. Then my cousin, whenever he came into town, he'd get the ketchup malt. The ketchup malt.
I was going to ask if that really was it. That sounds so gross.
It's a thing.
My dad's thing. So growing up, we always had this, like, because again, the Dundee Goodrich. And my dad's thing was always like, I buy, you fly. So like he'd pay for it, but you had to go get it, which was, you know, you're like, all right, that's fine. I mean, seems like good deal. His thing was a pineapple malt.
Oh, I've seen and heard of those.
Pineapple malt. So the way they make it is with vanilla ice cream. And then they put, you know, when you get a banana split, there's pineapple, you know,
on it.
And they put that in the malt deal, but it was a pineapple malt. That was like his go-to. And now it's so funny. My son, which we've talked about Declan before, is like an 85-year-old man trapped in a teen boy body. He went to eCreamery and he came home and he's like, Mom, have you ever had a butterscotch malt? I was like, no, because I'm not 83. Not had a butterscotch malt. I think the last time I saw a butterscotch malt was your great grandmother.
He's such an old man.
He is such an old man. He's like, they're delicious. And so I did take a sip and I was like, this is actually really good. I mean, butterscotch, you forget how good butterscotch is. But I'm like, how is a 16-year-old boy did you even think? He's like, well, I love those Werther's. I was like, yeah, you do. Nothing like a bunch of hard candy in your pocket that says, I game.
You know, I believe the Butter Brickle ice cream was created in Omaha.
Really?
Yeah, because they have it served up at the Cottonwood, and I think that's where it was. Yeah, so they have it specially made Butter Brickle. I believe it's Butter Brickle. Yeah, and so I had a little bit of it at one given time. It's so summer. We're sitting there talking about ice cream.
I know. Well, leave it to us to be like, summer. Anyway, food. What food makes us think of summer? You're like, well, most people are thinking maybe not a lot about food because it's hot. And I'll be like, well, those are stupid people because we think about food on this show.
Those are dumb people. All right, so get this. Pizza Hut, they're trying to change up and get their, I think their old school people back because, you know, they've modernized everything anymore. Mm-hmm. So what they're doing is they're bringing back the nostalgia by changing. I think a lot of these franchise owners are allowed to do this, which blew my mind. They're changing back to the original logo. And then also they're bringing back buffets. And then one guy who owns like 300 of them is going to turn every single one of them into the old one.
So really? With like the checkered stuff and everything?
Oh. Tables and all. Everything like that. So yeah, they're going to have a buffet. All you can eat pizza, pasta, salad.
I loved the buffet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God. As a teenager. And then you'd get like the, dessert pizza. Valentino's had a really good buffet.
I know. Valentino's there's only pizza. One left. And I think there's only one left in the United States. And I think it's like in Grand Island or something like that. It's a bummer because there was, that one, over there off Maple and the interstate. That mm-hmm. was the buffet there that everyone would go to. Now I think, Molly, it's just you walking. Because I have one right by my house. We live in Millard. You just walk in and grab your food and you leave.
Yeah, it's like strictly to go. Like it's not even a restaurant anymore. Like you just walk in and pick up your,
I don't like that. I like a good buffet. And Valentino's had the best buffet. You know, they should bring that back. I mean, I know people that would have their wedding, bridal, not their wedding.
What?
Their bridal party there. Is that a bridal party? That's a bridal party, right? Before the wedding, the night before?
The rehearsal dinner.
A rehearsal party.
Okay, yeah. I was like, bridal party? They're like, girl, we are going crazy. We are getting the buffet. Then we're having a stripper. Going to be like doing suck for a buck shots.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Ooh.
Yeah, that brings back nostalgia. The other thing that I think that either they brought back or they're like really promoting again was the fact that if you read X amount of books over the summer as a kid, you'd get a free personal pan pizza.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay.
Yeah, it was like this reading thing that they did, and it was like with the libraries, and that was the thing. Like we would just rack up those. I mean, I'm like, how many books do I have to read? You just tell me, and I will be here with all of my coupons.
And that's when you were a child.
Mm-hmm, you're
Why
a kid.
Don't they do that anymore? I mean,
they do. Let me double check, but they do. Okay, I believe they brought it back.
That makes sense to do that, something like that. Instead of, you know, the kids eat free, which is bonus for parents. I never understood that. Do they just raise the prices on the adult? I knew a guy who had like three children. He was divorced, and that's how he fed his kids.
Here we go. Where is it? Pizza Hut Book It program. Dun, 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 dun. Free reading incentive program for kids pre-K through sixth grade.
And you, really?
Like, that's the thing. Yeah, they've got, like, an app. And you get, it says that during the summer months, June, July, and August, any child that meets their parent-set reading goals can earn a free Pizza Hut single-topping personal pan pizza from participating locations.
Just one?
I love that.
Is it just
They think they've changed it because kids were like, how many books do I need to read? I want 75 pizzas.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Do you have dorks like me? Where it's like, I mean, Peter makes fun of me because I still could just spend days reading. Just never
That's
even
good
coming
for
up
your
from
brain,
a book.
Though. That's good for
is
you.
It? I don't
yeah,
know.
It is. They just came out with this, this how to regulate and how much time, you know, people should be wearing watching their social media.
Okay.
They just came out with it today. The government.
So
this is the suggested screen time now. 18 months old and under, no screens. There's such an influx of kids at that age that have a screen in front of them, which is crazy to me.
Yeah.
Under 6 years old, less than an hour a day.
Best of luck.
Yeah. Best of luck. It's messing these kids up. And ready for this, 6 to 18 years old, 2 hours a day, max. 2 hours. I'm doing 7 hours a day. Look at me.
And is this just social media?
It's screen time.
Screen time. Okay. Well, here's what I would say. And this is, I was just talking about this with a girlfriend of mine. I know I sound like a griefer older parent, and that's fine. Like, I'll own it. I don't like the fact that they have gone ahead and made tablets and computers such a large part of learning.
Mm-hmm.
I miss them having books where you can actually check the work. Because now, like, they'll do it and it just goes into a portal. And it's like, bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. Like, I sent it off. And I think that this, it'd be great to get back more to, like, books, paper, or what have you. Like, tangible things where if I want to ground my kid from devices.
Yes, how do you do that?
I can't. Because he's like, well, I need my tablet to do my homework. And the thing is everyone's like, yeah, but they put governors on that. They put all of these restrictions. I was like, those kids know everything around. There's not a single software block that they put on it that those kids haven't found a back door to. I mean, seriously.
It's
there in their hands. And you send them off to their room trusting that they're doing their homework and God bless.
Well, you'll be happy to know that that's what you just wished just happened. I mean, that's... Yeah, people, like, for example, they're realizing through all the studies that it's a bad day. So, bad deal. So schools worldwide, they're moving from screens and back to physical books to improve the student focus and their retention and stuff like that. And I think California's doing it. They're making it laws that they can't do it. Sweden, it says they rolled back learning in early education. Having to invest in, again, physical textbooks and stuff like that. I'm with you, Molly. You can't sit there and go, less screen time. It's messing these kids up. They're becoming addicted. But then hand them a laptop and say, let's learn. I still remember Oliver when during COVID and he had that laptop for school. Mm-hmm. He was on it the whole time. And there's no way that can be good for you.
No.
Regardless of what it is, it's not like they're playing games. If they're learning that way, it's still the same thing. It's screen time. So, yeah, I saw that there's some districts, I don't think locally, that are going back to books and writing and stuff like that. It should be.
On account of the fact that, like, you know, and some people are like, well, alternative. Then, you know, audiobooks. That's fine. Yes. Listen to the chapter. Okay. I get it. Like, not everybody is good at reading. But, I mean, you know, or just assign an e-reader, something that literally is just, like, where it's a Kindle, where it's not a portal to the rest of the internet. It honestly just holds books, because all of this other stuff is so corruptible. I mean, there's just no, we've been having this struggle for a while now about devices in the house, and it's impossible because it's intertwined with everything. And if you try to extract, like if you try to say like, okay, you're grounded from screen time, figuring out the difference between what they're working on, how they're keeping up with friends. You know, that's the other thing. Gone are the days of we made plans or I'm going to call you or what have you. They're all texting. They're all messaging. They're all doing all of that stuff. And again, you have to have a device to do that. So do you completely socially sideline your kid when kids are already facing social hurdles? It's a whole thing.
And I think we're going to see all of that stuff change. I was reading that there's a it's like a trend. It's like a rise in like phone free restaurants, for example, and bars. They're actually, you got to put your phone into whatever thing. And if you need to use your phone, you have to leave the place and then go outside and use your phone. But that's okay. The new thing that's happening all over the place. Even Chick-fil-A. If you don't use your phone at some Chick-fil-A's, I don't know about this one, they'll give you free ice cream. Do you like ice cream? Oh. I like ice cream. So yeah,
like obviously that's what got you to break your sugar fast.
Yeah. So yeah, even Chick-fil-A's doing it. Free scoop of ice cream to turn off your phone. They just want people to be more present. It is sad when you're in a place and everybody's looking down on their phone. I can see if you're by yourself, what else are you going to do? But just, you know, but when you're with each other, I was with a bunch of friends one time and I even shot a video of it and I'm sitting there and no one's talking. We're there to watch football and eat pizza. And I looked around and there was probably six people, Molly. They all were on their phones doing their own thing. It was the most quietest table I've ever sat at. And I wasn't. I don't know why I wasn't. Maybe I was going through something where I'm like, I'm not going to get on my phone.
Right.
You know, and yeah, just... I don't know. I sound like a Karen when it comes to that.
No,
stuff.
It's definitely. I mean, I think we've had these devices long enough now to start seeing the downside.
Uh huh.
You know, at first it's like you got to give it a little time. You got to figure out. You know, I mean, that sort of. If you're going to do this kind of research, it's not like in the last 6 months. I mean, it kind of needs to be like for the last 5 years we've looked at this information and we've figured it out and distilled it to this. And I think we're all getting to that point now. Or we're like looking at it and realizing, not so great.
That's not great. Yeah, we'll see what happens with all of that. Yeah, I do hope they back up a little bit. Like the writing thing was always a surprising. Like my handwriting is so terrible. I mean, a lot of times I'll jot down notes. Like, say we're chatting and I'll jot down notes and I can't even read the writing. You'd think
you have said that before.
A caveman wrote it. It's just like, I can't. And I write in a card. Like last weekend was graduation card time. And no one can read my writing. And then I can't read it so badly after I write it. And I have to cross out. You ever gotten a card where you cross out words and rewrite it?
No.
I have. And it's from a kid. That's me. It's from a child.
You.
Yes. It's embarrassing. Because, I mean... I don't know what it is. I think I just got to tell myself to slow down.
Mm-hmm.
Stop writing so fast.
Be thoughtful. Let your thoughts lead the pen, not the pen catching up to like,
Well, it's the, everything just kind of meshes. I don't finish G's.
I mean, it's what just, you got against G's, yo?
I don't know.
G is a perfectly good letter. It deserves all of the attention it deserves.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at some of my notes, you'll see a lot of things crossed out and rewritten below that. Here's a prime example. You can see it if you're not watching.
Wow. Looks like a psycho wrote that.
Yeah.
You're like, these are the scramblings of a madman that we found in his hut right before he tried to blow up that school. Like, what kind of bananas writing is that?
There's page one. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Oh, yeah. And so, yeah. So if you wonder if I, you know, what, maybe we're doing a podcast and you're listening and wonder I'm fumbling because I'm trying to read my writing.
You're like, be patient. He wrote it. He can't read it.
Yeah, they're bringing that back, right? Isn't that the deal?
Cursive, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All that kind of stuff.
Whose idea was that to get rid of that? Oh, I mean, how would you even read the ye old timey stuff in history class?
Timey.
In history classes, you know. Can you write the full alphabet in cursive?
Mm-hmm.
You can.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
That's my doodle. You know when like you're in meetings and you doodle and some people draw pictures or do whatever?
Yeah.
I write doodle. So just random words from like whatever. And I've done it like almost my whole life where it's like, I'll just take a page and I'll just, I'll have read. So by the end of the meeting, you'll just see this collage of words that have something to do with the meeting, nothing to do with the meeting, like all this kind of stuff. But I write it in perfect cursive.
Okay.
Like all lowercase, all perfect cursive, like all this kind of stuff. And that's just how I like, that's how I expend my nervous energy is cursive. That
a, do you keep these notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So you have a, you have your own type of weirdo writing.
Yes, but I can read it and so could anyone.
That is a thing, I'll tell you. I don't know many men that have nice handwriting. Women have, what is that?
I don't know.
Explain that one to me. Why do the majority of men have such awful handwriting? Women's handwriting is adorable and cute. What is that?
I had a friend in college. He seriously, to this day, has probably the best handwriting that I've ever seen. And he went to like a special, he went like to some sort of special school. No, no. Like it was not like Montessori, but along those lines where it wasn't your traditional public or private high school. Like it had its own like learning curriculum. And one of the things that they really spent a lot of time on was handwriting. For whatever reason. I guess it was like good for your mental, whatever, like that kind of hand-eye coordination. This guy seriously could get paid to like address wedding invitations. And wow. I still keep letters from him because I'm like that. And I remember once asking him, I'm like, how? He's like, I had to take it for years. It was part of our schooling was to learn how to write like this. And I was like, that is insane.
That's gotta
But I mean, honestly, like he had the prettiest handwriting I think I've ever seen of any individual in the world.
It's got to be an attractive thing to women to have a man write a letter. Like if I wrote a love letter,
yeah,
no one would be able to read it.
It's part of the charm. He worked so hard on this. Just look, he doesn't write, obviously. He's got hooves.
Hey, real quick, we're gonna roll out of here. We'll be back Monday, of course. But Gasolina Party. We have tickets to this Gasolina Party at Steelhouse for the 30th. All right. All you gotta do is bigpartyshow.com and Just drop your name in there, your email, and someone's going to win a pair of tickets. We got a couple pair of tickets to that. It's basically the largest reggaeton party in the country, and they're coming right to Steelhouse. So if you want to go, that's how you're going to get them, okay? We're going to roll out of here. We'll see you guys on Monday on Memorial Day. I might be wearing a swimsuit.
What?
Yeah. Well, then go to Amsterdam. Go to Amsterdam.
Go to Amsterdam. Falafel and kebab. 50th and Underwood. Delicious.
Yes. All right. We'll see you guys on Monday. Have a safe weekend and do yourself good.
Squirrel and my bro. Big party show. Breast will enlarge. Big party show. The radio is on. Sitting on the John.
We believe in a naked America and man breasts. Please spread the peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big party show. Back hair will grow. Number one, make it so. Big party show. Big party show. Big party show. Big party show.